Hi folks, I'm back on the voice notes, as you can obviously tell. I quite like making them, and you folks seem to quite enjoy listening to them, and you folks always seem to provide a good amount of feedback, which is kind of nice. And I always kind of like it because it's one of those types of content where, there's no adverts, it's relatively low fidelity, and it's quite easy to sort of transmit across the internet. You can put it in as attachments in instant messages, or you can attach it to Mastodon posts, or you could just link it to a website, and you don't have to use a huge amount of bandwidth to just host audio files, whereas maybe with a little bit with videos, for example, it becomes a little bit more of a premium. It's one of the reasons why YouTube has so vehemently secured itself for such a long period of time in the marketplace for video. They effectively worked and operated at a substantial cost just so others couldn't enter the market. Of course, eventually, they lost a lot of their platform to higher-end studios like Netflix, Izzy, Disney Plus, and stuff that people would otherwise be watching on YouTube have sort of drifted away to more higher-end, high-fidelity content. But also, people have drifted over to places like TikTok, which has definitely eaten YouTube's lunch in a lot of ways, and I suppose maybe to some degree Instagram. But yeah, it's interesting to see how people move across, as well as like generationally as well. To all these different platforms and how the style changes with it. I always think when we talk about Mastodon as an alternative to Twitter, I always think we're talking a little bit at cross purposes to ourselves here, because in reality, YouTube didn't end up, or TikTok didn't end up beating YouTube, or at least competing with YouTube by being YouTube. And I don't think we should be anything else as well. It's one of the reasons why I'm passionate about making content here for the Fediverse and not, for example, just making copies of stuff that I do elsewhere. Like, this is the platform that drives me to make content, whether or not it's just putting it on my website and then just pushing it in the Fediverse, linking to it in the Fediverse, talking about Fediverse issues, all that kind of stuff. I still don't have a name for these things. I want something clever will come along. Suggestions always welcome, but I'm not really going to talk too much today other than I did put out a test clip on my Mastodon account made from my phone, which was pretty low quality. I think actually that might have something to do with the voice note taker app on my phone, actually, because I'm sure the camera microphone is not that rubbish. But I asked you folks on my account, the followers, if I were to do video, or when I do video for the Fediverse, what's the aspect ratio I should go for? And I said you could do 16:9 landscape, 16:9 vertical video, 1:1 square, or of course 4:3. That's the old school monitors, tellies, that kind of stuff, which I kind of like, and is actually increasingly versatile this day and age. But some people were saying, well, square is quite versatile. You can watch that somewhat on a phone. You can watch that somewhat on a desktop. It's perfect in neither, but it's acceptable in both. And that would be quite interesting. It would also mean that then it would be easier to sort of send that content as a file, which I think is really kind of the way that it transcends platforms, like content can transcend platform. When you make it as easy as possible to just send it as a file, the format of the file is kind of, I reckon, the freest of format. I remember reading like an article someone posted on Mastodon a long time ago. It's like the essence of the file format is like one of the freest ways to use a computer. And this move towards insulating people from the file system, like you often see it on mobile phones, is like it's a real problem because it insulates people from how computers work, how computers think, and how computers operate. And when I say computers, I'm including phones in this, of course, as well. Using files, it can allow you to attach it into a WhatsApp message, or it can allow you to attach it onto a Mastodon post, or it can allow you to just upload it into PeerTube or YouTube or whatever. Some adjustments may be required, but the essence of the file, I think, makes it the freest. And if you can keep that file size down, the more mobile that file can be, which might be why I might consider possibly uploading in lower resolutions as well when I do video. Maybe 720, maybe 480. A lot of people say 480 is too low and 720 is like the sweet spot. So that's gonna be quite interesting as well. So I haven't settled on that right now, but you folks are overwhelmingly voted in favor of landscape 16:9, which indicates to me, but I could be wrong, that most of you folks are watching on a laptop, a desktop, a you know, a monitor that accommodates that. That being said, of course, if you're watching on a phone, you can turn the screen over, and when you do, when you play a video in PeerTube, that is 16:9 horizontal, and you're playing that in a phone, and you go full screen, it turns the video so that it fills the screen for you completely. So there's that as well. It's always something that I'm kind of interested in, because I've dabbled a little bit in TikTok to learn how that platform works as a medium. It's fascinating, and I'm going to talk a lot more about it in future posts, absolutely. But one of the things that I have found quite interesting is that as an artistic medium, it's very different to edit for vertical video in, like, should we say 1 minute clips. Now, nowadays you can upload up to 10 minute clips onto to TikTok, but with vertical video on not only TikTok but YouTube Shorts and Instagram and all that other kind of stuff, vertical video does seem to be like this more sort of standard format, which, you know, in some ways kind of makes it easier for platforms like TikTok to exist, because their hosting burden is not the same as YouTube, that basically just allow you to host anything. So I think that artistically the vertical video is kind of interesting, and YouTube have adapted it as well. So I might be toying around with that fit for YouTube. But in reality, you know, when it comes to content on the Fediverse, you folks are very much, I mean, like, vertical video came out 7% in the poll. So 4x3, the old school television format, got 18%, and square got 20%. So to me, that's a clear winner. But if I was to do something across multiple platforms, if I were to, I'm not saying I would, but if I were to, then square might be more versatile. It's certainly more favorable from Fediverse folks. Just some thoughts there. But I'm going to get the old thing up and running, the old website thing up and running for hosting this content. And I think I'm going to go with MP3 formats for now. I know that some folks suggest Opus because the file size quality is better, and it's definitely something I think about. But again, I think at the moment right now I'm going to go for something that's like the most mobile of formats, that's also the most freest and independent. MP3, of course, is generally considered a free format now. There's a few minor caveats to it, but fundamentally is a free format alongside Opus and alongside Vorbis. Vorbis and MP3 are basically, as far as I can tell, similarly tiered, except that Vorbis was free from the start, whereas MP3's patent just expired and so forth. So interesting to hear your thoughts about that. If any feedback, just send it to me on the Fediverse. If this is posted on the Fediverse on my account, then you can just comment below, or of course you can email me chrisware@postio.net. And if you want any like social information, chrisware.wales is like my website. All of my socials are going to be there. All of my up-to-date messaging platforms that you can contact me are going to be there as well. So if there's any topics you'd like me to share, I probably will be talking a little bit about some of the new Twitter wannabes that are coming about, and how, what that means for us in the Fediverse as well. And I'm also probably going to be talking a little bit about my experiments with other social media as well. It's incredibly like a volatile time for social media, and I think that that can be interesting for the Fediverse. It can be interesting for the Fediverse because the Fediverse has been around for what, like at least 10 years, probably closer to 15 at this point. I'm sure someone will know better than I do. And Mastodon's been around since 2016. So that's 7 years right there. That's kind of wild. So it is a stable platform, and our 10 million registered users and our 2 million active users, like, that might seem like small figures when you're comparing it to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and even Pinterest and Reddit and Tumblr. But you know what? Platforms like Threads and Hive and Blue Sky have taught us that to actually foster a sustained level of active users over a period of years, let alone decades, is substantially more difficult than these Silicon Valley billionaires would have you believe. And I think that makes us a little bit more of a potential target for gentrification than we might necessarily think. Like, personally, I hope that Facebook and Meta decide not to implement Threads into the Fediverse, just simply because I feel that it this is not their space, right? They, you know, if anyone wants to use Threads or anyone wants to use anything that Meta and Facebook do, you know, I have no qualms. People, I think it's perfectly fine, and even a good thing that people use social media, corporate social media, alongside the Fediverse, right? Like, I don't want everyone at least to feel like they should insulate themselves from the real world. Some people, they may reject corporate media, And that's totally fine. You do you. Do whatever's comfortable. But I also don't think that it's necessarily a bad thing that you want one foot in each camp. I think that's perfectly fine. What I think could end up being quite negative in the grand scheme of things is when the two start combining. And that's just my take on it, but I might expand on that later. But thank you, folks, very much for joining. I'm going to also try and keep these a little bit on the short side, you know, refrain from the half-hour rambles. Maybe you might get the occasional one, but someone mentioned that I should keep them perhaps to less than 5 minutes, and this one's just coming up to 11, so I'm going to leave it here, and you know, and again, all feedback is welcome. I always try and resurrect this kind of project from time to time, and maybe I should just come up with a decent name and just let it sustain itself in whatever way it does. But anyway, thank you, folks, for joining me. It's a pleasure as always, and until next time, I've been Chris Ware, and you've been awesome. Toodaloo.